Are you tired of your underperforming dice? Are your bad dice a source of contention for your gaming group? Sick of rolling natural one after natural one? We can help. At MetallicDiceGames.com, the large selection of premium dice and accessories are guaranteed to improve your game. Look good and feel even better showing up to your game night with the highest quality dice on the market. Even better, get 10% off any purchase using the promo code RBP10. Go from chump to champ, from zero to hero, by bringing Metallic Dice Games products to your next session. Make the right decision and use promo code RBP10 to save some green while rolling those 20s. Don't delay, order now. Operators are standing by.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
And where were you putting it? Right by Nushka? Or?
Yeah, like, right, basically right there.
Okay, got it.
I know you want to put it there, but for thematic effect, can you put it one square behind Nushka so that she, like, has this badass grandmama silhouette? Because that would be dope.
Sure. Right behind Nushka.
Because
writing Pipsky.
Cool D&D characters don't look back at fucking explosions. I just like...
And I need con saves from however many things are over there.
Okay. Con save, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Cody, because like the last time these things saw Nushka, she went, bring it on, motherfuckers, and then the fireball exploded in front of her. Now she comes riding at them with Nipsky and giant... Light comes pouring down behind her, causing damage. That's amazing.
I just like the idea that she, like, kicks Pipsky into action, raises her fucking battle axe or sword or whatever it is, right? And then, like, it's a fucking nuclear explosion behind her of sunlight that blinds them. Nushka's my hero.
Okay, so
I'm just
it looks
imagining
like...
from, like...
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm just imagining from their perspective, these dark minions that Yushka's gotta be fucking terrifying right now.
And what was the DC for this?
Oh, just know this, shouldn't I?
Your spellcasting DC?
Right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's just something I should know.
69er.
400.
It's a 17.
Yeah, 17.
420. 69,420.
Just blaze.
Okay.
11D billion.
So three out of the five creatures there will fail to save.
And where exactly is this?
This
like right here.
Right behind you.
We're silhouetting you.
I'm in it?
Like a fucking badass.
Here, we're going to make this a little more visible.
You missed it. We were talking about how badass Grandmama was.
No, I was listening.
Well, see, there you go.
Actually,
there you go.
Look at that fucking texture.
That's awesome.
Well, then I guess I better make a constitution save, too.
Does it affect enemies only or anybody in the area?
Creature in it must make a constitution save.
Yeah.
Being badass comes at a price.
My bad.
Well, see, you only see the explosions from the front. You don't see that their entire fucking back of their clothing is on fire and their ass cheeks are burned. But that's the price you pay for cool.
That anime meme.
I passed.
Okay, so was it on a save, is it half damage?
Yes. That's 25.
25 full. is the full damage? Okay.
Yeah.
For those at home, Dave added on the map a spinning, glowing, radiant circle.
I screenshotted it. I just sent it to Schroeder as well.
I'm so used to playing Stellaris, and I keep trying to move the map with the arrow keys, and it just makes me move around.
Okay, so all of these creatures sort of reel in sudden surprise and pain. A few look more burnt than others. But yeah, it was definitely a nice little AoE nuke for them. It doesn't look like they've probably seen light this bright possibly ever.
Got some witty line to go with that, Troy? Or Jeff?
Ow, fuck!
So witty. Oh, I love it.
No, I'll just like, as I realize that it would also like affect Nushka, I just kind of like, you know, look the other way. Like, what? What happened?
Okay. So next up, one of these ghouls that's 10 feet away from Nushka is going to reel away from the right light, run away and jump up on top of a wagon that's nearby. And on from on top of the wagon, its long jaw sort of unhinges, and its like spiked tongue sort of lolls out for a second before it sort of like gags for a second and then spews cone of poison out over the area.
Can't be poisoned.
I believe you're immune to.
Can't be poisoned.
Do you take, I can't remember, is it just to the poison condition or is it also poison damage?
Jeff just gives him the middle finger.
Creature is cured.
Great.
Becomes immune to poison and immune to poison. Yeah, does nothing.
Is what lies ahead.
What's that?
Is that creature ending its turn in the cylinder?
No, it spews out that poison, and then runs a little bit further and jumps down behind the wagon to get out of the painful light. And that brings us to Nika. And they move over towards the edge of the bridge and then fire their crossbow over Claw's head towards the infernal light up further north along the bridge. And that's a hit. That's a 22 to hit.
Nice.
And it does a measly 5 damage, but it's something.
So go like this when he says it.
Next up is one of these creatures that's just reeling from the daylight down below. These ashen creatures with the bandages over their eyes. I need to remember what that does. Okay. Well, that would cancel that out. Okay. It is going to take a step forward and swing its mace at Nushka. That's only a 14 to hit, so I assume that's a nothing.
Are you raging, Jeff?
Jeff may have stepped away, but I'm pretty sure that does not hit.
No, I am not raging. I took the dodge action.
Oh, okay. I missed your turn. I was taking a potty break.
Jeff, I have a feeling that the AC on your sheet is inaccurate.
It's a 16.
Okay, for some reason it says 12 on your sheet.
I have not been successful at adding armor AC in Foundry.
I am not sure if it auto-calculates. You might have to just type it in.
And I can't override it either.
Yeah, I mean, I've got adamantine scale mail equipped, and it's not changing anything.
Huh. Yeah, because you have 14 from that, and then plus 2 from the shield.
From Dex. The shield is not equipped.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I have a one-handed weapon and a shield in case I need it, but I don't use it.
Okay, well, while I'm thinking about it, Rook, you said you can't change yours either?
I haven't figured out how to.
Is 20 what it's supposed to be?
24.
What the f***?
As long as I have a shield. Hey, that's less than it was last session.
I swear I'm not cheating anymore, Dave.
Hey. Okay. Next up is the Infernal Knight.
So, did the one that swung at me stay in the light?
Sorry, no, it was going to move away. It moved 10 feet, or that was just 5, actually, so.
Opportunity attack?
Yeah. Yeah, you would get an opportunity attack.
Dose opportunity attacks.
What, because Pipsqueak?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and take him.
I'm working on it.
Make him pay. That's a way to make him pay.
24 will certainly hit.
Okay. 13 damage.
Can you reroll the two, or is it just the ones you reroll?
No, it's... what did I roll?
I saw a 5 and a 2. That's why I was asking. Because you're doing your thing where you can reroll, yeah?
Yeah, I can reroll one of the... I can reroll ones and twos.
Okay, so that 2 theoretically should be rerolled. Because you did 7 and 5 plus 1, so 13.
That's right. I was going to look into how that reroll can happen. I just didn't... I forgot about it.
I say, I saw you took the minus 5, so... Nice!
There you go.
Okay, 4 more damage.
Way to turn that 2 into a 6, baby.
Hashtag noise.
And Pipsky will do the same.
Bite his ass.
I can't use Pipsky's attack.
Oh, maybe because it's not Pipsky's turn. Well, it's not your turn either.
No, I think it's because I can't click on Pipsky.
Oh.
No, it still doesn't.
Is this a bite or a tail attack? Oh, you got it. Okay.
That was almost a 20.
Yeah, it's probably not going to do anything. It's a 14.
14, no, it will not hit. It just scrapes off of the chainmail they're wearing.
Okay.
Okay, so that one runs back into the shadow. We go to the Infernal Knight.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just have a bad feeling.
It's probably accurate.
Yep.
An accurate bad feeling. It whips its huge spiked chain around towards this water elemental that has just appeared in front of it. And rolls a 20 to hit, which will hit that water elemental for sure. Deal some damage. And then with its other hand, a portion of fire from its hand sort of appears to detach and sort of grow in a glowing ball for a moment before it releases it also straight at the water elemental.
That's cool.
That one's also going to hit. And the water elemental, which just appeared, now appears to be whatever the watery version of bloodied is.
Dried?
Steamied.
Steamied? I like steamied.
Okay. Next up is going to be that water elemental. Rook, does it obey your commands, or does it just fight your enemies generically?
I have to look at Conjure Elemental again. Friendly to you and your companions, it obeys any verbal commands that you issue to it. No action required. If you don't issue any commands, it defends itself from hostile creatures, but otherwise takes no actions.
Well, I think the Infernal Knight made itself hostile.
It definitely would... fall into that category, yes.
I feel like being steamied in a single round of actions would definitely make a water elemental hostile.
Yeah. I am definitely going to be like, quench that fire. I've never controlled an elemental before. It is going to attempt this whelm ability. It's going to move into the same space as the Infernal Knight.
Just wanted to clarify, do you control it?
You may not control it, Craig.
Oh, right. No, you're right. It obeys,
obeys verbal commands. So if you wanted to yell at it to do something, it could do it.
Yeah, I'm going to yell at it to whelm the Infernal Knight.
Okay. So it's going to move forward, sort of envelop this fiery demony creature, and I will click the button. All right, so it goes ahead and rolls some damage for that, and the knight has to make a strength saving throw, it'd be helpful if you told me what the DC was. DC 15. Okay, it does make that save.
So on failure, it takes the damage.
Saving throw successful, the target is pushed out of the elemental space.
So it's only pushed if it's successful. If it fails, it's grappled and unable to breathe.
Right, but it was a successful save, so it's pushed out of its space.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, so you go backwards a couple spaces. Okay, so basically it's been shoved as a result of this like animated wave washing over it. Okay. Down at the southern end of the bridge... this figure here is going to back up out of the light and fire its crossbow at Pipsqueak, rolling an 11 to hit, which I don't think that hits.
At Pipsqueak?
Yeah.
I will redirect that attack to me.
Okay. Is that a cavalier thing?
Yes.
Drop that shield. Okay.
It's the mounted combatant thing.
Gotcha. Okay. That's it for its turn. It's just going to hang there. Kellen, you're up.
Hang on.
What's up?
Yeah, you can force an attack targeted at your mount to target you instead. Sorry, great. I was just making sure I was doing it right.
You're good.
Kellen's going to step off and take flight. 5, 10.
Go ahead and make a strength check.
Why am I making a strength check?
Because you are trying to fly in heavy wind.
Oh, for God's sake, dude. It's magic or flight. What does my strength have to do about with any of it?
Well, you are using small wings on your feet to fly, right?
15.
Okay, you are able to move it at half speed in flight.
All right, hold on then. It's a fucking range on that since...
You are currently 55 feet away from the knight.
All right, I'm going to go up 10 feet and start flying since I'm moving at half speed. So I'm 5 feet off the ground and am 10 feet ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Anyone over the wind can hear me humming a tune that has nothing to do in this realm. And I'm singing second verse, same as the first. And I want to see if your Infernal Knight can make a charisma save.
Uh-huh.
Really appreciate it, Foundry, if you do me a solid and roll low.
Unfortunately, I rolled a 24.
Yep, that's low enough. I got him.
What, your DC is 17, is that right?
No, it's go f*** yourself, Dave. All right.
All right, well... Further to the south, the last of these dark voice creatures still in the light dashes forward real quick to try and get in a mace strike on Nushka and rolls decently, a 20 to hit.
At disadvantage?
No. Why is it at disadvantage?
Because I took the dodge action.
Oh, right.
Still haven't gone again.
That's only... Oh, yeah. No dice.
Okay.
That was 10, and then it dashes back behind the back of the wagon there as well, out of the light. And since you've both used your reactions, it can do so safely.
Yep.
The ghoul that's still next to Pipsqueak is going to lunge forward and just try and chomp with its giant unhinged jaws on the drake.
At me.
Oh, you're going to do... All right. In which case, also at disadvantage, that is only a 10.
Okay.
So you interpose your weapon just in time, and nothing gets through. Next up is Pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak goes on my turn.
Okay, I'm moving Pipsqueak up to be next to you.
Okay.
In that case, it's the round, and we're back to Rook.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Sorry, I was...
Hello.
...updating my equipment in the system.
Stop playing with your equipment.
His tackle.
Stop playing with your dinghy.
What was I gonna do? Okay, I'm going to move up. Okay, there will be the extent of my movement.
Mm-hmm. Now yeah. You're what, 15 feet away from the light? Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to line up a. If I'm doing this correctly.
Oh, Dave, is that ghoul staying put in the light?
It's not. It's not real smart, and it also doesn't have a great place to go. So, yes. What happens to it?
I need another con save.
Okay.
Am I going to re-roll, or are we going to that 25 going to be static?
That's a good question. Does the spell say anything one way or the other?
I don't think it does.
Let's re-roll. It's more interesting that way.
Okay. Oh, it's actually not, it's a little worse. So 23.
Okay. Well, it fails the save, so it takes all of it. And it is bloodied by all the burning daylight scorching its skin. Rook, I see a line attack of some sort. What's going on?
I am going to be casting Tasha's Caustic Brew from the new Tasha's Cauldron of Everything.
This sounds interesting. What does it do?
It is a line of acid, essentially. And I'm going to be casting it at third level.
Mm-hmm.
So I need everything in that line, which is only the Infernal Knight, to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so shall it be. That is a 26 on the dex as it ducks down low.
Okay, then nothing happens.
It's a save or die.
Welcome to my world, Craig.
Save or die.
Yeah. If it had succeeded, it would take 6d4 damage at the start of each of its turns until it removes the acid from itself.
Oof.
By washing it off. Yeah.
Hashtag feels bad, man. I would have banished it from this plane of existence.
Well, or getting hit by a water elemental? I don't know if that counts or not, but...
No, it didn't use soap.
All right, then Claw is going to move over here. Claw, on his bonus action. My bonus action.
Yeah.
And...
Oof.
Oof.
A 9 is not going to do anything, unfortunately. The same step to the side to get out of the way of the acid also took it out of reach of Claw. And we go to Nushka down on the other side of the bridge.
Okay. Pipsky is going to run. So if that one wants to take an attack of opportunity, go for it.
Okay, it certainly will. And that's a 23 to hit.
Okay.
It's not a disadvantage anymore, right? Because it's your next turn?
Correct, correct. I'll actually let that one go through on Pipsky.
Okay. That will be a combination of piercing and poison damage, but I believe Pipsky is immune to the
poison.
Because of the Hero's Feast. So that will come to just 11 piercing damage.
Okay. Once she charges over there, she's going to make an attack at the one on the edge of the bridge. She's going to try and shove.
Oh, okay. I believe that's opposed athletics, right?
You can roll either athletics or acrobatics.
Okay, sure. Well, I rolled an 11, so a 21 is certainly going to beat that. And they are sort of in the middle of reloading their crossbow and look up just a second too late, and then sort of trip over it where they have it, you know, down by their foot trying to get it reloaded, and stumble back against the railing for a second and then go feet over end and tumble down into the darkness below.
Awesome.
Schroeder, insert Wilhelm scream here.
Oh, absolutely.
And Pipsky will finish out her movement and get out of that ring of light.
Ah, okay.
Nushka is going to rage.
Okay.
And then do her attack at the one that's standing there. What?
It doesn't matter right now, but one thing to keep in mind is that you can't really go back and forth between your turn and Pipsky's.
I didn't. I did Pipsky's turn.
Oh, wait. Pipsky did the shove? Mine.
Yes.
Okay. Then I apologize.
She moved and then didn't attack. And then I'm going.
Okay. Got it. Great.
Got headbutted off by the dragon.
Shoulder blocked. Yeah.
you whip my tail back and forth, man.
Okay. So Nushka's making an attack.
Yep. Recklessly.
Cool. A 16 will hit because it will just get through its chainmail.
Nice. This is the first attack, so it is going to have the Divine Fury. If I can type. Oh, that should be 27, not 17.
Oh, from the Great Weapon Master?
Yes.
Oh, go.
I still didn't look to see what the actual roll was.
There was a 2 in there, I believe. 4-3-2, I think.
Yes, there was a 2 in there. I'll toss an extra d6 in.
I'm working on it.
Nice. 2 becomes a 5.
It's looking pretty badly wounded, this one.
All right. I will do my second attack. 5 advantage. There you go.
Yep. 23 will also hit.
Reroll both of those.
Yep.
Nice.
That's better. So 26 points of damage on the second.
Very nice. The blade goes right through this dark one's neck, and it slumps down to the ground. Is that your turn?
Yes, that's everything.
Okay. Then we go back to Alec.
Can you give me control of the orb, please?
As in this daylight thing?
Yeah.
I can't because it's a light, but just ping where you want it to be and I can move it.
Well, I want to move it somewhere where it can hit some enemies down by Jeff, but not Jeff. If that's possible.
You don't care if it hits me.
How does that look?
Sure.
Or we could move it further away so that he's got more room on the bridge.
Well, I mean, is that... Yeah, move it down some more.
Okay. That's about the edge of the map there.
Okay. Oh, so is that like a wall or something?
That's the broken gateway you came through.
Okay. Yeah. Can you, if you move it over to the left one, what is that? Will that hit us? Move it over till it be before you hit like Jeff or... So.
Yeah, that's about as close as you can get without hitting Nushka at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, is that like just a bonus action to move that now?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Does that mean that they all need to make new saves?
Well, I don't know. Because it says when the cylinder appears, you make a save.
Okay.
Then if you end your turn in it, you make a save. So I don't like a second time.
Yeah, but now there's more chance of them ending their turn in it. So.
Right.
Got it.
I love how it's just like this giant pillar of sunlight coming down. Like you're firing a fucking orbital laser beam cannon. Oh.
It's like Helios 1 in New Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just like coming out of like the cavern, the roof of the cavern up above. But yeah, Alec, what's the rest of your turn?
And I am going to... Well, I can't see Jeff anyways, can I? Frankly. So, with that in mind, get a wisdom saving throw, please, from the Infernal Knight.
Sure. This is for a spell, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is a 22 on the save.
Are you fucking kidding me? All right, next.
Okay. Did you want to move?
No, I'll stay put.
Okay. Down at the bottom of the bridge, this ghoul that is now starting its turn in the light screeches and jumps back up onto the wagon and begins running north along the bridge towards everyone else. It's its speed. Okay. And it gets about 10, 15 feet away from Alec, but that's its turn as it's just sort of bounding in your direction. Nika is up and sort of hears the screech on the wind and then goes, and slips around Alec towards the ghoul and is going to switch to his long and short sword and swing at it. An 11 will miss, unfortunately, but he has a couple more attempts. Oh, goodness, a 2 on the die. How about the short sword? That's more like it. At least that hits. He does a handful of damage to the ghoul.
Thanks for the help, Dave.
Yep, yep. The Infernal Knight is up again. And he turns a pair of fiery glowing eyes towards Rook and whips out the long chain in your direction. That is a 27 to hit, Rook.
Well, indeed actually hit me.
Start cheating again.
Does it matter a difference between slashing and necrotic damage?
Oof.
I don't think, but I'll double check.
I don't think it does either off the top of my head, but wanted to ask.
I mean, I might, if anything, I would have resistance to slashing and not necrotic. I know I don't have any resistance to necrotic. If they're the same amount, if it makes no difference to you, then I would go with necrotic. But
it looks like you just have resistance to poison.
Yeah, no, not damage types other than poison.
Okay, so from that whip, it's 26 damage.
Okay.
And then with his other hand, he extends it towards the water elemental and sends out another globe of fire towards it. Oh, also, Rook, go ahead and make a constitution save.
I'm going to use Flash of Genius to get a plus 5 on my con save. Oh, no, I don't need it. Never mind. I'm not going to spend that. Take that back. I was looking at my con ability score plus, not my con saving throw, which is plus 10, and I feel much better about that.
So what's the total? Oh, you hadn't rolled yet.
16. Now I wish I had taken it. You know what? I will, because it's a reaction. Plus 5 to make it 21.
Okay. In that case, you succeed on the save. Good job. Nothing further happens. That's the knight's turn. The water elemental is still barely hanging on. It's pretty badly diminished, but it is still here, and it is going to go ahead and make a slam attack, a couple of them actually, against the Infernal Knight. The first one is going to get deflected and just go up in a gout of steam. The second, however, is a crit.
Crit.
Ooh.
Which will do 22 points of bludgeoning damage. I can never really remember if... No, it's just... Unless it has a feature that says otherwise. Yeah, okay. So it does some damage to the knight. Some of it seems to get through. And we are to Kellen.
I'm done playing with your toys, Dave. I cast a wall of force around the Infernal Knight.
I'm intrigued.
I can drop a 10-foot radius and completely encase it in impenetrable, indestructible wall of force. So I'll put him under glass if that's okay with you.
Hemispherical dome or sphere. 10-foot panels. Last for the duration. The duration is 10 minutes.
Yep.
Nothing can physically pass through the wall. Immune to all damage. Can't be dispelled by dispel magic. Yeah. So
I'm tired of playing with your toys again. I don't want to play Dark Souls. So yeah, I'm going to put him... Okay. I'm going to completely bubble him up. Sue Storm style. And as I move forward my... Well, I'll drop back down to the ground since I was floating. So 5, 10, 15, 20. As Kellen is moving up, I will turn around and say, can we go now, please?
Does that last?
10 minutes, Craig.
Okay.
Okay, so it is surrounded in a cube of force, essentially. Wait, so are you... I guess you're basically telling me that Wall of Force is a cheaper version of Force Cage?
Wall of Force is fucking amazing.
Why does anyone ever cast Force Cage when you can just use Wall of Force?
Wall of Force is great because it is a wall that you can shape in any way you want. And it says you just have to connect the panels together, so you could make all kinds of crazy fucking shit.
Yes, wall spells are generally very useful.
Well, but like Wall of Fire, you can only do like in a line or in sort of like a circle. Like this, you can make stairs. I could make a ramp that we could run right up over the wall and then I can dispel it once we get on the other side.
Yes.
Wall of Force, I think, is more Swiss Army knife.
Versatile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Than a lot of others. Although, what is it? Wall of Air is also pretty cool.
I suppose. Okay. So I just checked Force Cage. Force Cage can be up to 20 feet on a side. So that would be bigger than you could do with Wall of Force. And you can make it into
an hour.
Ah, yes. That's also another big difference. Although 10 minutes is still pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, I don't know if Force Case does or not, but Wall of Force also doesn't allow ethereal travel.
Oh, wait, Force Cage doesn't.
No, Wall of Force. Wall of
Force.
No, it says ethereal.
Yeah, Force always stops ethereal stuff.
Oh, the wall extends into the ethereal plane.
A disintegrate spell destroys the wall instantly, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same for Force Cage?
Oh, okay, here's the difference. Well, a difference. The wall extends into your ethereal plane. That's true. But you could teleport out of it. Whereas Force Cage, you have to make a charisma save to be able to teleport out of it.
Yeah, because Wall of Force isn't actually a container. It's just a barrier. You can get around it.
So I suppose there are still some pros to Force Cage over it. But in some cases, Wall of Force will do, even if, you know... Interesting. Okay. Learned a thing.
Yep. I'm running out of tricks, so fellas.
what else is Kellen going to do?
Walking forward like a badass and encouraging everyone in the next 9 minutes and 54 seconds that we don't be anywhere near this bridge.
Okay. Did you already move?
Yeah, I moved forward 20-some feet.
Okay. Then down to the south. Oh, man, that is funny. So I'm also playing Stars Without Number. And in that, I use 2 meter squares. And so oftentimes when I'm playing that, I find myself catching 5, 10, 15, 20 when I'm moving squares, even though I'm doing stuff in meters. And now I just caught myself doing meters, even though I'm using feet. Okay. Anyway, Nushka, you are getting swung at with a mace.
Okay. One of the, similar to how we had to rewrite Craig's character a while back when they released a new book, we had to go back and add something to Pipsky.
Right.
The martial role, I gave her defender. So the sidekick can use its reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll of a creature within 5 feet whose target is not the sidekick. So
yep, that would
this
work.
Guy's going to get disadvantage. So he'll be rolling straight because I attacked recklessly.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. That is a 14 to hit, so I don't think that's going to do it.
Nope.
Okay, he already used up his movement, so that's his turn, which means he's ending inside the Dawn spell.
Burn! Mm-hmm.
Burninating the countryside. Roll me some damage, Troy.
Jeff, that's a clever combo of negating disadvantage against you.
Yeah, it's only for one attack per round, but I had the option of giving her either a +2 on all attack rolls or giving her that.
Oh.
I thought that one might come in more useful.
21.
Yeah, I mean even
21 damage, nice.
One attack per round is
yeah, oh, for them to not have advantage on me, yeah.
Do they get to make another save against that damage? Probably.
They do get another save.
Con save, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well that's a failure. So 21 damage it is. And Nushka, they are looking bloodied.
Okay.
Next up is the ghoul that was up here. And it's going to rush down and try and bite at you, Nushka.
That one gets advantage.
Okay. That is a 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
And the poison damage we ignore. So that being the case, it is only 6 incoming piercing damage, which you also have because you are raging, right?
I am.
Okay, so one pretty much useless turn later, we are back to Rook.
I guess I will do things differently than I thought I would. What do I see past this infernal night?
This here is a gate.
Open, closed?
It is a portcullis that is like half open. You could get under it, no problem.
Okay. Does it look like it might fall, or is it pretty...
It's just sitting there.
Like half open.
Short of an earthquake or structural problem, you don't anticipate that it would move. You know, did you catch that?
Yeah. Again, so I'm looking at the map here. So we're back at where we came on the bridge. I don't actually see Nushka and Pipsky.
Yeah, I can't see any of you either.
Yeah.
Where I'm at, I can see Kellen. I can barely see Alec and Nika. Mid-bridge, and then I see this giant pillar of light further down.
Yep.
But Nushka and Pipsky are nowhere in my vision. So while I think we should move forward, I'm going to head backward to
Hang on. Sure. Because this would be some character knowledge. You do see that creature there in the midst of swinging their mace.
Okay.
At the edge of the column of light. You can't see at what?
While I want to move forward, I'm going to move back to make sure Ski and Nushka are able to come with us and not get left behind.
Okay.
So I'm gonna dash, actually.
There was something vaguely Valley Girlish about that.
I'm gonna dash, actually. Okay, now that I can see them, I'm gonna be like,
yep.
Yo, hey! Kellen's got this thing on lockdown. Let's get moving.
Again.
You
know that,
and you feel your words get yanked away by the harsh winds.
Okay. You know what? Oh no, I can't attack. I used the dash action. Cool. I'm done.
Okay. Anything for Claw?
Claw is gonna bark at the infernal barrier.
Okay.
He's gonna bark and growl menacingly.
Anushka.
Pipsky's going to attack the bloodied one.
Okay.
Still can't get that.
Which totally sounds like the type of creature you would find here. The bloodied one.
19 to hit.
A Hello? 19 will hit, yeah. Oh,
okay. Wasn't sure if I was muted or got disconnected or what. For 6 damage.
Okay.
And the second attack's a crit.
Nice. Pew, 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 pew.
For 18 damage.
Okay. It is quite badly hurt, but it is still on its feet.
Okay. Nushka will... Actually, wait a minute. Did I... No, the second one should have been a D6. I'm sorry. Not near as exciting. 9 damage.
What's that instead That's, of? Or... That,
it should have been 2D6 instead of 2D8.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The bite is a D8 and the tail is a D6.
Gotcha.
Nushka is going to attack recklessly and take the -5.
Okay.
At the one that Pipsky just took a chunk out of.
Nice.
And roll a 19 and a 20 and crit.
Nice. Oh, just to double check, we are talking about the dark voice, right? Not the ghoul.
The lighter colored one.
This one here.
Yes.
Gotcha. Good.
For 44 damage.
That brings it down with its entire abdomen torn open. It is not looking so good. And by that, I mean, like, dead.
Dead, okay. Just clarifying. I will attack the ghoul with my second attack.
Sure.
And probably miss.
Yeah, I'm afraid a 9 won't cut it.
Yeah, I'll take a crit and a miss. That's fine.
Yeah, I would too.
Bonus action, I'll go ahead and use my second wind.
Okay.
And it says I've already used it.
I did see it in the chat log earlier.
Oh, that's because I was playing with it when I was putting the macro on there.
Oh, okay.
Nice cover story. I like it, Jeff.
You know, I may have used it last time. Don't worry about it.
Well, you were pretty badly hurt after the Raven fight, so I wondered if maybe that had been when it was used.
Could have been. Go ahead.
Okay. Next up is Alec. Troy?
So the... Knight is in a impenetrable box, yeah?
You can vaguely see a translucent box around it, yes.
It's more of a sphere, but yes.
Oh, did you put it in a sphere? I thought you were using the panel version.
Well, it says that you can form it into a 10-foot sphere, a 10-foot radius sphere.
You can also do panels.
Can I do it in like a fancy decahedron or something? Something that looks dope?
In whatever polygon with 10 sides or less you like.
I want hashtag swag points on this, so it looks cool, whatever it is.
Does an 18 hit the ghoul?
Yes, it does.
All right, then it's getting hit with a firebolt.
Pyah!
Well, that's pretty good. For 23 points of damage.
Very nice. That hits it solidly in the face as it is running towards you. It's about bloodied at this point.
And now, spiritual weapon.
Ah, okay. Luckily, I made a thing for this. And you should have control of it, so put it where you want it.
Oh, I'll put it where I want it. whoa, what happened? It went dark for me.
Oh, because it doesn't have dark vision. I'll update that real quick. There you go.
And I will swing in it. Oh, 17?
17 will hit.
Where my 8s go? For 8 damage.
Okay. So it gets stabbed from the side, and then a moment later, it's its turn, and it is going to lunge towards Nika and chomp upon him, theoretically. Yeah, that's a 23 to hit, so chompage will occur. However, he is luckily immune to the poison damage, so takes a light hit, 12 damage. And then the ghoul is going to move, sort of circle around a little bit and move away from the weird floating thing that just jabbed it in the side. But then Nika is up, and Nika is going to strike back. That's going to miss, unfortunately. But the second attack will hit and deal a small amount of damage. And then he comes in from the other side with a short sword and also manages to connect and plunge that blade into its side, dealing a bit more damage. Next up is the knight. I have looked through the bag of tricks. And from inside the box, the force box, which sounds like a weird attraction at like a Star Wars convention, there appears suddenly from inside, like along one wall of the box, a fiery glowing door that it opens up and steps through. And through said doorway, you can just sort of see like rolling charred plains, and you can see like lava jumping up in the distance. It looks like probably a plane of hell. Anyway, that doorway is just there now. It doesn't close after he goes through.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the water elemental's turn now. Why didn't... Whatever.
I got nothing for it, man. I don't even see that happen. That's out of my vision now.
Yeah.
So I was just coming ahead to help Nushka out.
Well, since you don't have any orders for it, then it will just defend itself. And right now nothing's attacking it, so it will just stay there.
Yeah.
So that brings us to Kellen, who just saw the demon walk through the door.
Kellen looks at the the super cool wall force thing and goes, huh, time to go. 25, 30, 35, 40. 45 puts me at this gate. What am I looking at in terms of this gate, Dave?
It's a portcullis. The portcullis is raised, however, about halfway up.
Oh, so we can get underneath it easily.
Yes, you can.
I still have 5 feet of movement. What do I see beyond the portcullis?
More city streets similar to the ones that you were coming through beforehand, except that since this is a wider bridge, it's a bit of a wider boulevard as well.
I don't know that I've... Oh, I can. I could take one more 5 foot step. I'll duck under the portcullis and look and see what's on the other side, like right close at hand, looking to see if I can trigger that portcullis and make it come down.
You think that you see a... like a hut that's probably a guard house.
Gotcha. Since it's not on the map and it looks like it wasn't included in what you're drawing, I just don't know what kind of distances I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like right over this direction.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. So within another turn of movement, roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. That was... I double move, so that's my action.
Okay. Far to the south, Nushka has a ghoul that lunges towards her. Was there reckless stuff on the past?
Yes.
Okay. But is Pipsky using the thing?
On the first attack, she will.
Okay. That is only a 7 to hit, so you are in the clear.
Cool.
So failing to connect then, it sort of moves around you, trying to get a little bit further away from this bright, scary light, but doesn't disengage. Because it didn't have the action to. Rook.
Is there anything left to...
There is...
I mean, I guess
right
I'm just going to move 30 feet forward anyway.
You want to be careful stopping in that light.
There's this ghoul right here you can see, Rook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take care of that first. But what condition does it look to be in?
Pretty badly hurt.
Okay. I'm going to throw a hammer at it. Second. Okay.
A 17 will hit.
That's, yep. I'm going to go ahead and roll that for the second if I need to. So the damage on the first one be 26 plus 6. And I'm going to add on to that Force Rend, which right. will do, or Arcane Jolt is what I mean. Give it an extra 2d6 damage to that 8.
Okay, so 16 total.
16 total from the first hit.
It is now quite badly wounded, but still alive.
Does 14 hit for the second?
It attack. Does.
And we'll Arcane Jolt that again. 7 and 7, so 14 more.
Okay, another 14. It is barely just clinging to life. It has guts spilling out and slashes and blood all over it, but it is still moving.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be my turn.
Okay, Nushka.
Nushka's going to attack recklessly.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That'll hit. 32 damage. Although one of those is a one.
I'm working on it.
Which became a 5.
Add 4 more to it.
Okay, so 36. It is barely alive.
Okay, I'll do my second attack.
Spit on it.
You won't need to do much more than that. 20 will hit. In fact, I don't think you... Yeah, I was going to say you can't do not enough damage. That last slash brings it down, and it is dead.
Cool. Then I'm going to have Pipsky dash.
Okay.
Oh, I need to actually select the... There, select it. Oh, wait a minute. Why is it not working? Select tokens.
Whoa.
So is there a way to pop Nushka back on top?
Looks like it was whoever moved most recently goes on top.
I like how adding your two names together of Nushka and Pipsky on top of each other looks like Nipipipskia.
All right. I think I'm done.
Okay. That was 45 feet.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's 60.
Cool. Alec, you're up.
That ghoul moved next to me, right?
Yep, it's right next to you. I just imagined when Rook first cast Dark Vision on Alec, the sudden golden locks flowing moment of, I can see, I can fight.
Is it wearing armor?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's also
is it 20
a hair's breadth away from dead.
Is a 26 hit?
No. Yes, it does.
Can't hit it on numbers divisible by 13.
I grab a hold of it and send electricity through him.
Not electricity. No.
For 14.
They're immune to electricity.
Now you're gonna make me check. No, they're not. That sends it jolting and twitching to the ground, but it does not look like it's getting back up. On the other hand, as you are riding away, it looks like some of these dark voices, these creatures down here, are getting back up.
I wondered why you didn't take them off the initiative tracker.
And at the same time, you could see and hear the sound of more ghouls and creatures coming up from the south. You know, only 30 seconds or so behind the vanguard there. Nika looks at the ghoul that you just killed, Alec, and be like, we should get out of here before... Yes, we should go.
Agreed.
And he gives like one quick stab to that ghoul and then runs north.
Okay, let's go.
Are you taking us out of initiative then?
One second. I just have to see if this one last one can reach anybody. Well, it can't reach them on foot, but it does have a crossbow. So, Rook, you're going to get shot at. And this probably is going to miss, but I'm doing it anyway.
Aw, man, he rolled a 75 against you, Rook. What a shame.
Imagine that. It's actually a 20, but that's going to miss.
Yeah.
You got the fucking Annie Oakley of Dark Souls here.
It was a good roll, but it wasn't good enough. We're out of initiative. The dawn spell down at the southern end seems to hold the creatures at bay long enough for you to reach the end of the bridge and get through the gate there. They eventually do sort of brave it and just sort of start dashing through, but it does them some hesitation.
Say, I would send a message letting them know I'm going into the guardhouse looking for the controls, and then I would go see if I find a way to drop that portcullis.
Okay, yeah, in the little guard hut, you do see a winch with a chain wrapped around it that goes up into the roof. That
I get her out of there.
For who? What?
Never mind.
The winch.
I'm here to save people, Dave.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What? Once all of us are past the colus, I'll have the water elemental station up just inside of it and tell it to defend that spot.
Okay, so you're leaving it on the bridge?
I'm going to have it come under the portcullis with us.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be just inside the portcullis and tell it to defend that spot.
Well, and I would also drag my orb of daylight as we move.
Oh, okay.
So that to follow us, they would have to go through an orb of daylight, through a dropped portcullis, and through a water elemental.
Right.
To follow us.
Now, to be fair, the water elemental is badly, badly damaged, but, you know.
It's the thought that counts.
For sure. Yeah.
And also the dawn spell's only going to be there for like another 20 seconds, but, you know. You
We're
all make
do
it
our
through.
Best to...
Yeah, so you drop the portcullis, you have your water elemental guard, and the dawn spell keeps them at bay for just a little bit longer. And as the metal clangs loudly onto the cobblestones, you can make your way off to the north, away from the bridge and the infernal light that is now who knows where.
Once the portcullis is down, I'll dispel Wall of Force. Not that it matters, okay. I don't think. But I thought it would be kind of cool thematically if lava started flowing out of there, but I don't imagine it will.
It's probably more like dretches and similar creatures begin pouring out of there and end up fighting with all these other creatures on the bridge.
What are the awesome. Infernal version?
What are the what?
What's the infernal version of a dretch? Dretches are demons. Dretches and lemures are demons.
Good question.
What's the other?
I'd have
remember.
To open the monster manual to check, which I suppose I could do. devils, there we go. Looks like barbed devils. Well, no, wait, no, those are CR5.
Imps?
Maybe, could be imps. Yeah, in the okay, yeah, imps are CR1. Lemures are too. They're CR0. They have an AC of 7. Okay. So anyway, yes, as you...
Lemures.
Yeah.
Lemures are devils.
So the portcullis clangs behind you. Devils begin pouring out and battling with the ghouls and dark voices on the bridge. You leave them all behind as the camera pans upwards towards the bell tower in the distance with a glowing blue light in it. And as you head towards it, it rings. And that's where we will leave it for now.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at Rancors_Brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.